Good afternoon, Palace Jewelers.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Garrett. How are you?
I'm good, Garrett. How are you?
I am always fantastic. Happy.
You are.
4th of July week. It's gonna be a. It's gonna be a hot one. My gosh, you guys been there too.
Yes, we are.
Oh boy.
They got our air conditioners working.
Yeah, I was on the phone with a client in Detroit, and I guess they get like blackouts for everybody. Like their power went out yesterday for everyone trying to use their air conditioner or whatever is what he was saying.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, everyone, I think, in your area goes up north, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd be on my way in the boat right now. Ready
yeah.
to go. But
I think I was listening to something on Facebook. They talk about in Europe they don't have air conditioners, or they frown on air conditioners, so people don't have it.
Yeah.
And 40 people died from the heat. They drowned because they were going into the water, and they drowned in the water trying to stay cool.
Huh. That's insane.
I
That's
know.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That it is.
Oh, my gosh. I know that I did see somewhere, too, that, like, France was on, like, lockdown for the heat. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, lockdown and heat.
Lockdown for the heat? I know.
Yeah, like, kind of crazy. Like, it's just heat advisory, you know?
They use every excuse to lock us down, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get outside. Smell the roses.
Yeah.
But I was just following up. Did your 2-carat client ever come for that round?
No, she has not. And I kind of had a feeling we've dealt with her before. She bought her other ring online. I think I told you that. And then she bought her ring, but her diamond she bought online. She bought a ring from us. So that's the diamond she was going to trade out, but I just had a feeling. She's just a different person.
Hey, listen, the world is full of those kind of people. So,
But
how's it been, though? Have you been busy? Like, I haven't shipped my normal, like, rounds to you yet because it's the 30th. I was going to wait to the 1st so that way you actually have them for the month. But what are you seeing, though? Like, has it been a lot of lab-grown? Have you been doing some bridal?
Afraid their lab.
Yeah.
And it's the young people. That's what they want. They want that skinny little band with diamond and a lab.
Right.
A great big lab. And we're like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, you know, like the competition out there, like, you know, Signet, own Jared's K's, all that stuff, 75% of their bridal business has switched to natural. So if a company that big is focusing on natural, a lot of it is, you know, they come in with that expectation of that 3-carat for no money. But if you add an additional line of questioning, why? How did we get here? Do you want a legacy piece or do you want a replacement bauble that's worthless the minute you leave that, you know, and we're actually trying to push, like, to actually, you know, there are lobbyists that are getting together to try and get lab-growns to be, you have to actually say they're synthetic. You have to do that with rubies, emeralds, and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Why not with diamonds, because that'll help people move back towards natural. But you're not going to not sell lab. Lab's still going to happen. It still has its place. But even a young man that used to work for us came in. I miss him. He's off doing a different venture, but he's getting engaged, so obviously we're going to help him. He came in and bought a natural, and he said all of his friends have these 3-carat lab grows on, and they look ridiculous. And I go, that, I hope, is the sentiment that catches on. You know, I hope that is what the next few months and years are going to entail. But until then, I get it. You're selling lab, but if anyone
A lot of them are really young.
Yeah, right.
we had a customer, but I think she was setting her an older one. I was just thinking out loud, I guess. Yeah, I think she was just resetting her older one. So I know a lot of them are just the young ones, and they're going that way because of money. But you're right. I need to change and add in that. We got to pull them back to the natural.
Yeah.
We used to tell them, do you want what God made or do you want the man-made?
Right. And that's, again, I mean, and there's nothing stopping you from using synthetic because it is a synthetic diamond, right? But there's nothing that says you have to call them synthetic. And Russia's already done it, which I'm not saying, hey, let's follow everything that Russia does. But Europe is doing it as well to say that these are synthetic, not, and get away from earth mined versus lab grown, right? Like earth mined, still has a negative connotation because everyone attributes negativity with mines. So
instead
of saying earth mind, say, you know, natural, right? I have a natural diamond.
Right.
And like you said, what God made versus what man made. And,
right.
you know, it's one of one versus one of a million. Whoever buys that 3-carat lab-grown oval today, the guy right behind them can come in and buy the exact same one. You can't do that with natural. But I'm seeing way more small, even smaller stuff like, you know, 3/4 carat to carat, things that we didn't sell. I mean, they're so dirt cheap now is my problem. Like, you know, 1 carat for $1,500 that I used to sell for $3,000. It's they're so soft that it's almost mind blowing, you know, that we're not selling more of it. But trends, you know, it's all trends. It'll come back around.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
You know, but tell.
I never dreamt in a million years we'd be selling that many labs.
I know.
Because we were not that friendly to them.
Well, and I understand the plight of the jeweler. You got to sell what the customer is asking for, but that doesn't mean you can't add an additional line of questioning. How did we get here? You know, I just want to make sure. I'll sell you a lab grown. I just want to make sure that you're aware of why. And people think blood diamond. People think ethically sourced and green and environmentally friendly. That's all bull. It's all bull. It's nothing environmentally friendly about lab grown. There's nothing blood about natural. It cracks me up. I was in a jewelry store in Raleigh doing a training. They were predominantly doing lab, but they're a high-end store that carry German-manufactured products and can sell high-ticket items. And I'm like, why are you guys selling lab-grown? You're selling Nissan custom-made, you know, $8,000, like, insane mountings, but you're putting lab-growns in them.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And now they do almost exclusively natural because they started asking questions, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey, hi!
I know you're on line one, sorry.
But,
oh, sorry,
no. Anyway, no, go help. Tell him I said hi, by the way, and wish everyone a happy 4th. But
thank you, Garrett.
But let me know if you need anything, okay?
Okay, and I'll get that 2-carat back to you.
Sounds good.
If I don't sell it today.
That's right. Well, listen, I'm in no hurry. No one's open this weekend. It's going to be you and me.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm not in a hurry for it. So if you want to hold on for a while, that's fine. Okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right. Hey,
thank you so much, Garrett. You always give us that extra thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's get after it. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.